Finally, it's Friday. Everybody rejoice. Boy, do we need one. Forget toilet paper. Hit the state store on your way home, okay? That's where you truly need to stock up for this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Nobody panic. Just do what you can and relax. Here is the Friday edition of the John DeBella Show on March 13th for your listening enjoyment. Hopefully this helps. It seems like every sport in the world is being canceled, but orgies are not. John found the only non-coronavirus story swirling out there in the world. We talked being stuck at home and what we plan on doing. We read you a cancellations list. Follow You, Follow Me was in Song Stories today, and we talked the struggle that is not touching your face. Secret Singer had a winner today, and we have two trips left. We will continue them. Don't worry. Universal Orlando Resort may be closed right now, but it most likely won't be in a month, hopefully. And comedian Ms. Pat joined us once again and was a hoot, as always. Find out for yourself right here, right now. Happy weekend. It is the Daily Podcast.
Let's see. You're here. You're here. I'm here. So we haven't been canceled yet.
No.
Absolutely everything else has been canceled. Well, with the exception of, it seems that a group sex group who plans these big events all around the country.
All right.
Right. Is still having their event happening in Los Angeles and in New York. They have two of them going on, and they're not canceling it.
Well, if you had the option of, all right, you can have sex, but you might get the coronavirus, right. What are you doing?
Right. Well, it depends.
Instant text poll.
Is it an elderly orgy?
No, it's not an elderly orgy.
Oh, well, I get it then. All right. That's so fine.
Safer. Yeah, go out doing what you love. They say they have it covered. They say they have it covered, right.
They used the wrong terminology.
I know. But they've got it covered because they have brought in, and I'm quoting the company exactly, extra soap and hand sanitizer.
Okay.
All right.
They need to make mouth condoms.
Yeah. They mean they need body condoms.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have for you right now, right at this very moment, the only story I found today that has nothing to do with coronavirus.
There's
one story. Woo-hoo! I went through an hour's worth of news stories this morning, and only one didn't mention the coronavirus.
It's H1N1.
I can't wait.
A storekeeper who wants to remain anonymous was forced to square off with a knife-wielding intruder, and the store owner won.
Good.
How did he do it?
A bottle of Corona.
Not a bottle of Corona, but he had a secret weapon. He had a tub of chili powder that he keeps under the counter.
No.
Right? So this guy with
He dusted him?
This guy with a knife comes up, and he puts his hand in it, and he's a massive bunch of chili powder.
Wow.
Cloud of red smoke in the air.
Oh, man.
Guy runs out of the store. His face is on fire. His eye is burning. Right? And the cops just get him rolling around out in the parking lot, screaming and yelling. So, finally,
a story
that doesn't have anything to do with coronavirus.
You did it.
I cannot say that for the rest of the show.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
See that there are no sports to watch. Let me ask.
There's
you.
Golf.
All right. Oh, that's right. There's
Come
golf.
On now.
Watch your mouth.
Listen, America as a country is going to become massively into golf in these coming months.
All right. That's only because they haven't put bowling back on TV.
Oh, man.
Because with bowling, you don't get pictures of the sky. Right, that's my favorite thing. The guy who has to follow the ball with the camera.
I would love to see a video of him videoing the shots in the sky. It probably looks wonderfully stupid.
There was a time I remember a cameraman telling me there was a time the cameraman said the viewfinder that they had in their cameras for years was black and white. They didn't need it to be in color because they just needed to follow the thing.
Sure. Right.
And the guys who would cover racetracks, you'd hear the director go, "Get the yellow car, the yellow car," and then it was like all the same color to me, Bubba. But you're stuck in the house for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you do and occupy your time?
Well, I'm going to be changing a lot of diapers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, well,
I'm going to take up most of my time. Generally speaking. I'm going to turn into Tim Allen from Home Improvement, man.
Really?
Just I'm going to be going around caulking things, getting to all those crappy little house projects that I always push off in the weekend because I'd rather drink.
That's a really good point, Dave. I thought about yesterday. It's like, this might be a good time to rip up some carpet.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah, it's going to be a blessing in disguise. Marriages are going to be better than ever.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes, going to be having sex and doing home improvements.
Do you think wives are really prepared to all of a sudden have husbands at home for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Right, and not go out of the house. If you're confined to the house, you think wives really want you around that much?
You got a porch. Get outside. I'm going to paint.
I keep forgetting I've been married a lot longer.
Yeah, yes, you have.
I've been married longer than you two combined.
The flame is still slightly alive over here.
Well, it seems, according to a survey, that the number one thing that people are going to do is watch TV and movies.
Yeah, we're going to binge watch the crap out of shows. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a binge watcher where I will. There have been a couple of shows where I've sat down and watched an entire season. You know, like over a Christmas vacation or something like that. Mm-hmm. Take a day. Okay, today I'm watching all of the first year of Downton Abbey, you know, and things along that line. But overall, when I binge, I kind of like do like one a day, you know, for a week.
That's not a binge.
You know, I know that's not really a binge, you know.
It sounds relaxing.
Oh, it's very relaxing. But binge watching, well, you know what Gaffigan says.
Because we're all binge watching. I remember when they first introduced the idea of binge watching, I was like, how pathetic. I'm just going to watch an episode or two. I haven't showered in a week. I'm a grandfather. I missed my own funeral. I binge watch shows I don't even like. This is pretty bad. I guess I'll watch 5 more episodes. My friends don't understand. They're like, when do you watch? You have 5 kids. I ignore them. I can't go to that recital. I'm re-watching West Wing. It's embarrassing how I consume television. There are nights when I've told myself, all right, one more season. I'm going to bed. I mean, come on. It's hard to stop. You see the ending. You want the accomplishment, right? Oh, you ran a 10K? Yeah, I finished Mad Men. I did it. I'm a little sore, but I did it. I'm a television athlete. I'm a telathlete.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Well, you know, with all of this coronavirus stuff going on, yes, did you see the Montgomery County announcement yesterday?
Yes, yeah, I did.
I mean, everything is closed. They even closed. They advise that people who don't live in Montgomery County, like state workers who don't live in Montgomery County but have to work in Montgomery County, they should telecommute.
Wow, they closed the Willow Grove Mall.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Wow, that's incredible. That's great. Well, I've got a whole list here this morning of things that you will not be able to watch or take part in at all as far as coronavirus is concerned. At number one, the first one, March Madness NCAA basketball tournament. That has been, tell it to me, brother, that has been what?
Canceled.
Thank you. What do you got?
Broadway.
Yep.
Tell me.
Postponed.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. This one hurts me in my core, and I just found this out. I thought John had bad intel earlier. The PGA Tour will ban fans from tournaments until further notice, and the freaking Players Championship has been now canceled.
Gonna happen.
Sorry, I stepped all over you.
Major League Soccer is suspending its season.
Sorry!
The NHL has also suspended their season.
Canceled!
Major League Baseball, they're delaying the start of the season for 2 weeks at least.
Postponed!
Live Nation has suspended all of their tours.
Not gonna happen!
And Billy Joel, who's never played Madison Square Garden before, has pushed all of his shows to the fall.
Sorry!
And the list goes on and on. Basically, stay home. Order food, don't touch the Grubhub guy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song stories.
Although they had been together and gained a large following during the first 5 years of their career, it wasn't until a full decade had passed for this band and core members Peter Gabriel, Steve Hackett had departed from Genesis that they actually had their first hit single. Keyboardist Tony Banks talks about that song, and that song, of course, being Follow You, Follow Me.
Follow You, Follow Me was quite a significant record in Genesis' career, I think, because it was our first hit single anywhere in the world, really, and it didn't do perhaps quite as well in America, but it was perhaps the first single that was taken seriously by us over here. In England, it was a top 10 record, and that was quite unheard of first in those days. We'd only been going 10 years when we had our first hit single. It's probably the only lyric we've ever had that's been totally happy. There's actually nothing goes wrong in it. It's incredible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, the thing that's driving me crazy is about all this coronavirus thing. I know you've been complaining about it yourself. Mm. And the combination of the two of you with the babies in the house, you're constantly washing your hands. I'm constantly washing my hands. Yeah. Right? That I'm not don't have a problem with. It's touching your face.
Oh, God, I've never been so aware of how much I touch my face.
Right, I mean, it's just right. Every time I'm like, it's just...
And my face is aware, too. Like,
yes.
I've been getting itches, pangs out of nowhere. Like, hey, you haven't touched me in a couple days now. Yep. What's going on?
Yeah, and it's never just, like, on the side. It's always right next to your eye,
next
underneath
to my
your nostril,
right
on your lip.
Right.
Screwed.
Who did that song, I Touch Myself? Remember that song?
I do.
What's that?
The Divinals?
The Divinals.
Coronavirus prevention is simple. Just follow these easy steps.
I wash myself 20 seconds scrubbing. I have Purell always rubbing it on me. If I don't feel well, I cough into my sleeve. I forget myself. Touch my eyes, mouth, nose, and cheeks. I don't want to be the next case. Although they tell me
stay home if you're sick. Cough into your elbow and wash your hands with soap and hot water.
Although they tell me not to, I touch my face. I touch my face.
And for the love of God, stop touching your face.
Although they tell me not to, I touch my face.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
If you're going out the house, I recommend going to Punchline Philadelphia this weekend because this woman will be there for two shows tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 9:45. You can always pick up tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It's always a good day when I can say Miss Pat's in the studio. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Man, I'm trying to wake up.
You are the only person I've ever seen in—is that a Louis Vuitton hat with a embroidered cat on the front of it?
This is a Gucci hat.
It's a Gucci hat? I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't see the G's. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to talk about my wig. You talking about my hat.
Are you wearing a wig?
Yeah, but okay. It's kind of fuzzy because I boiled it. The new thing is you got to boil your hair
to
get all the dirt out. And it came out like really like a kitty cat, like really furry. So I got to press it out. It's like really big. And I'm like, I told my daughter, I was like, you didn't tell me the wig was going to swell up after I boiled it. So I got to go back impressive.
So I was right when you came in because I didn't remember you with long hair. And the first thing I said, wow, your hair's
you
different.
You can't try to remember no black woman. We change our hair like our underwear. We keep the hair in the underwear drawer. Well, this panties and this wig, okay, all of it go together. You can't remember no black woman. We undercover eyelashes, butts, and everything else. Everybody about a butt. But me, this is mine. This is all homegrown food stamp booty. The government gave me this behind.
Now, how are things? How are the kids? How are the crack babies? How are? That's what she refers to.
It sounds real bad when a white man say, "How's the crack babies?" The crack babies is fine. They growing up. They eating. Everything is good. Life is good.
That's good. Okay, so when we left, I think the last time we spoke was on the phone. When your book came out, all right, and this is your first time in the studio since then, and when the last time you were in the studio, you were planning on doing a television show.
I did. I shot a pilot for Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that is it just called Miss Pat?
Or? It's called the Miss Pat Show.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're working on getting it released. So we shot it in September. So we're working through some kinks and stuff, and hopefully it'll be out by the fall.
All right. Now, and it's basically what, like a family show?
It's a family show. Talking about real stuff. Now, ain't going to be no mama where I'm cooking because I can't cook, okay? My daddy going to cook in this show. I don't even want to play like I can cook. I mean, I blew up the studio. So it's real language. Like, we get the curse, and we're talking about real issues and real things.
Okay. All right.
In a funny way.
All right. And, you know, dealing it from how Miss Pat would deal with it.
Yeah, Miss Pat come in. It's the pilot. That's all we shot so far. But Miss Pat come in and have to just show what real mothers do. You know, it's no sit down, Timmy. Let's pray. It's set your. And I mean,
you can say ass on this show.
Oh, set your ass down before I slap you into a white man.
I split your head like a pea.
Yeah, that's how black mama talk. Don't make me bless you without God. Black mama is the only way you can bless somebody without God. Black mama say some of the craziest stuff.
All right.
I don't have any to say
I thought they were on their way.
Yeah.
All
right. We say some crazy stuff.
Now, is Ms. Pat married in the TV show?
Yeah, to a big old black man.
To a big old black
man. It took me 2 weeks to kiss him.
Now, was that, you had to wait 2 weeks so that part
came up? No, it's just like, I've been married so long, so I hadn't kissed nobody. So I really felt like I was cheating, because, you know, I'm a comedian. I'm not Denzel Washington or nothing.
Right.
So I had never kissed anybody, and I was like, he's a good looking guy, but I just was not attracted to him because I'm old. I ain't got time to be trying to get attracted to nobody. I ain't got to tell nobody what to unstaple and how to put stuff together to get me naked. So so it was just hard for me to kiss him. It was really hard. So it took about 2 weeks. He's out of New York, great actor. He did a good job. He was very patient with me. And by the end, I could kiss him, and it came out really good. You would think me and this man got kids together.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
the chemistry was great.
Now, like your real life husband, does he have health care?
He got health care. Okay. It's about him having health care, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm for real about that health care. When you get old, he hot flashes. You got to have somebody who's going to give you a copay and not charge you the full price. These hot flashes will make your wig slide off. That's why I fly with no bra on, and I'm always in first class. And white men, I say, hey, I'm going to be your wife for 2 hours. So if a boob slip on you, just push it back over here to me, okay? They be like, what the heck? I said, I'm telling you. My boobs got feet. They do their own thing. They are almost 50. So if they crawl over there and want to lay on your leg, just push it back if you're not interested.
I would kill to be on a plane and find out that you were sitting next to me. I'd have the time of my life.
And when they look like they never dipped on the other side, I always talk mad crap to them. So when I walk in first class, I said, I always get a window seat. I said, baby, I'm going to be your black wife for the next 2 hours. I'm like, just for play, I'm going to take care of you. Talk to me. And I usually scare the dog crap out of them. The whole first class just busts out laughing. Come on, a white man in a business suit, not using no black woman walking up to us and, hey, I'm about to be your black wife for 2 hours. What the heck? They think they wife done put a hitman out on them.
Now, is it with everything that's going on, is it hard to be on the road? You know, all the coronavirus noise.
Man, I look at it like this. I mean, the good thing about the coronavirus, the flights is cheap, the gas is cheap, and dirty people finally taking a bath. So if you ever had an eye on somebody who didn't take a bath, I guarantee you he cleaned this week. But I put up a post. I said, look, I've been shot in the head. I've been had gonorrhea, crabs, and fleas. I ain't scared of no coronavirus, okay? When your private part been hot like the 4th of July, a little sniffing at the nose ain't going to keep you in the house, okay? I mean, I've had 3 diseases at one time. I'm going to be all right. Hey, America, we survived the chicken flu, the bear flu, HIV, gonorrhea, crabs, fleas, chlamydia. That's some dangerous stuff. I don't know if you ever had it on fire before, but that you don't get cured for gonorrhea. That thing will shoot out a flame torch at you. Okay? Okay? I've seen something that needs to be quarantined. It didn't get quarantined. So this little coronavirus, we're going to get over this, America. Don't go stay. If you stay in the house, you're going to get fat. Come on out this weekend and come laugh with me, because I ain't going to glue my wig down. I can't shake your hand, but, hey, I want to see everybody, okay? Because I want to take that mess back to my crack babies and you know, stuff. I'm not scared. It is what it is.
Now we should clarify the fact that when Ms. Pat says her crack babies, they're actually not crack babies. Right. Well, they're
not
hers.
Mama was on some type of drugs.
They're not hers.
And somebody gave me four kids.
Right.
And the mama, I don't know what she was on, but I assume they black, so they crack babies. They can't be meth babies, because black people don't really do meth like that. So I just named them a crack baby. It's okay. Four of them.
Yeah, all right. I just want to be, because without fail, you know, some bleeding heart will be out there going, how could you have that woman out there referring to her children as crack babies?
The same way you refer to your kids as white babies, and black people call their kids the N-word. So get over it. It's just a phrase, okay? We all were like, hey, Eric, get over here. You never heard a black comedian say they thought that was their name when they were growing up? Child, it's just a phrase. Calm down. I hate them types of mom. How can you talk like that? Child, get out of here somewhere, okay? Go somewhere and find you somebody to play with. I tell them, I don't want to hear that mess. Get out of here. How can you say that? The same way you can stick cucumbers in the wrong place. Because you ain't got no man.
Ms. Pat is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at Punchline of Philadelphia. You can get tickets. The show's 7:30 and 9:45. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. But Ms. Pat is kind enough to give us five pair of tickets to give away right now for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like to be there, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
Hey, you better do something with your assistant right here. He's going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I know.
You need to see him. Oh, he riding the clock.
Right. Yeah, he is. You know, he's having a sad day, Miss Pat.
What happened to you, baby?
School got canceled.
What? Oh, boy, shut up. You ain't liking school that much. Oh, you ain't got no girls to look at? Okay.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.